Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go! Let's go!
That's awesome. I like that.
And it's spelled C-O-N-V-I-X-X. I thought that was adorable.
That is too cute. That's just too cool. I like that. Where are you finding?
Some on Facebook and some on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, so interesting. Hello to you people over at IMVU. I see you there with your mama and the baby avatars on the front page of Facebook. Nice, nice.
There we go. Yay. All right, I'm tweeting all this out. Firefox and I are going to fight. I'm going to go back to Chrome or something because, whoa.
You
got to
break up with Firefox already?
Man, I know it's Flash doing this. But I wish Flash would stop trying to be such a pain in my...
I want to know why they haven't announced that they're having problems. I mean, I know some people are like, we want to minimize press, but it's much worse when you let the public just kind of assume what's...
Exactly.
It might be us. It might not. You know, old people have no idea what's going on. They're like taking the computers in to be fixed. They're like calling their grandkids who don't know what's going on either.
Mhm. Very much so. And I know that that's what's going on because it's every time there's a video or anything that has to use Flash, everything slows down to just a crawl.
Yes.
And driving me bonkers. Driving me a little bit bonkers.
It should.
I mean, because my baby is good. I know it's not her. She's brand new. She's gorgeous. She runs everything else without, you know, so much as a blink. But this makes me want to pull my hair out.
Don't pull the hair out. It's so thick and luscious and lovely. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll think about it.
Don't do it. It's such thick and lovely and luscious.
Let's
put some. You know what? You don't need barrettes. You actually need headbands. See, now Trixie, I'm going to do barrettes because, you know, it's cute with the curly hair. But you with the thick and luscious and the reddish hair, yeah, you need some bows, some like those headbands with the bows on it. Or I'm going to make you a headband.
Oh, cute.
Oh, you say that till I make you sit down and put it in your hair. I just want to warn you ahead of time because I keep a pack of barrettes for when I run into Trixie. She's going to be talking to an interview one day, and she's going to turn around, and it's going to be all those little, and if you guys don't know what I mean by barrettes, I mean those little snappy ones, you know, that they come like in the shape of poodles and all kinds of little crazy shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those. Yeah. It's going to her hair. So, Ginger, you're going to be trying to talk, and I'm just going to push you right down on the floor and just start tying a big floppy bow in your hair.
That's fun.
It might even be neon. Just take it back.
Neon?
Just take it back to the 80s. Neon lace.
I don't know about that, yo.
Oh, like,
I don't know.
You keep acting like you have a say-so.
I do have a say-so. Look at my hair.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, when y'all see Ginger with the big neon bow, it's going to be floppy, too. It's got to be 80s style. That's just what's going to make it pop. Don't look at me like that. I ain't scared of you.
I'm totally looking at you like that.
I ain't scared of you. You're going to wear it. You're going to like it. Oh, God. Okay, I meant to tell you guys this news a few days ago, And I still don't have the full story. You heard about the new feature they're talking about adding to the iPhone?
No.
Okay. They're talking about adding a fingerprint scan.
To your iPhone?
To your iPhone. A real one, not these fake ones, because if you have a Droid, you know that you can download apps that make it look like you have a finger scan. We're talking about an actual real one. Poptuit.com or blog.zeptuit.com, or whatever they're calling themselves these days. You all need to stop with all these names. You're crazy. The rumors are that by the time they release the iPhone 5, they're looking towards adding a finger scan little hooly gaggets, doodits, whatever you want to call it. But it's just a rumor. What do you think about that?
Is this to be able to log into your phone or what?
I guess so. I'm sorry. That would be the iPhone 5. The iPhone 6 fingerprint scanner would make your fingerprint, make your password, and it also ID who you are, all that good stuff. So basically, I see this going wrong with some firmware.
Yeah. In one hand, you know, I want to say that's kind of cool. On the other hand, I've used those before working in a hospital. Of course, this is probably
years ago.
8 years back now.
Mm-hmm.
8 years or better back now. Anyways, those things didn't work worth crap. I mean, the minute your hands got sweaty or oily or you got something on your hands, it stopped reading your fingerprints, and then the little scanners kept breaking.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I mean, you got a sore on your finger, you cut your finger, whatever. No.
Yeah, it changes your fingerprint temporarily, but still, if...
And then there are just some people, and the technician was explaining it to me, that some people, just something about their fingerprints, their fingerprints are so worn down that you cannot scan them. My mother is one of those, actually.
Well, here's another thing that we don't think about. Twins have the exact same fingerprints. So what if you got an evil twin?
True.
Got an evil twin. They do something wrong. They got your phone. I'm looking mostly at firmware. What happens when it goes completely bad and you can't get in your phone? Not even to dial for an emergency because it needs a scanner. I would prefer a retinal scan if you were going to do something like that. Apple, just saying. Retinas are just as unique as a fingerprint.
Yeah.
And short of somebody gouging your eye out, let's hope they don't figure that one out. nobody could take your phone. I don't know. And that's less chance of you having something on your eye or your retina not working. Even blind people have retinas, just saying. Blind people that have cell phones. I know some people are like, who is blind and have cell phones? They do have cell phones for blind people.
No, Jay, we're not going to have a girl fight. He's like, ooh, you just going to take that lip from Corey? fight.
How about we throw some oil on you and let you just wrestle around in the oil by yourself? How about that?
All right, my future husband wrestling around in the oil.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, let me say hello to... Ginger's going to like this one. Let's say hello to Ouya, who's now following us on Twitter. Hello, Ouya.
Yeah, hey, Ouya. I'm still not sure what to think about you. You're looking a little less safe, but still. I mean, seriously. The videos they were showing of the Ouya, it's got the one little bitty board inside of it and the three little plugs. And I'm like, there is no way. What game is that going to play? Angry Birds? That's it.
Oh, did she say Angry Birds? You know what? I'm sorry. I cannot play Angry Birds Star Wars
anymore.
Please.
There's not any kind of graphics. Like serious graphic card or graphic capability with that, it seems, you know? So I don't know. It's just,
if you like it, then you should have put some controllers on it. I don't know. I had to come up with something.
It seems. I mean, you hear good things come in small packages, but I don't know. That just doesn't seem right. Yes. Man, we have got to retake those pictures that we have done on
Second Line.
You have up for the Twitch.
Our background. Yeah, it's time for us to take
those pictures.
Yeah, it is.
Because I know Snow's updated her Abby. I've definitely changed mine. I don't have the twig arms anymore. Thank you.
I'm going to get some, I'm going to probably rework my avatar in the next few weeks. I will still have the same, I think, shape, but I may get a new skin. I may get some new hair. I don't know. I like my short hair, though. I may not. You know what? Maybe I just won't change. I don't know. I need some new clothes. That's what I need, new clothes.
Well, I would drag you around, but, man, I'm trying to avoid all those fashion things because I'm like, no spending the linen. Don't spend the linen.
Look, because I made linens this week. I was like, ooh, I got some spare. I could just, no, don't do it.
I know. I mean, because I make a couple of thousand linens a week easily, and it's one of those.
I can't do that.
All right, so, Zombie Driver HD, got the video for it. Let me.
Woo! Zombie Driver, say it again.
I'm going to apologize this morning. I am here, but I am a little.
Let me go ahead and give you the music. Hit it.
There we go. All right, so, Zombie Driver, why are you being a. And I'm a foodie. There we go. Zombie Driver HD, now available for the PSN in Europe for $9.99. I think that's euros. In Japan, the game will be available on January 29th. I'm showing you the launch trailer right now. Zombie Driver HD on the PS3 is the first console version of the game rendered in native 1920x1080 resolution with no compromise. We wanted to make sure that the game looks really good in full HD. And a simple upscale of our 2D art was out of the question. Instead, we took the extra effort of actually manually remaking all of the HUD elements, character images, cutscenes, subtitles, etc., to make sure all elements of the game are extra crisp. All right, so Zombie Driver was first released on the PC platform in December of 2009. Zombie Driver HD is a hugely expanded and improved new release and includes more than three times the content. Why did that shrink again? Stop that. Of the original. See, Firefox and I are going to have a fight. XOR Studios received a lot of questions. The original game had 17 missions. The HD version has 31 missions with much more gameplay variety. In the HD version, there are multiple different objectives, like defending against waves of zombies, epic boss fights, spraying anti-zombie repellent, driving special vehicles like the military truck, the tank or the bulldozer, as well as bombing missions. The city is a lot more alive in this version because there are moving military vehicles, soldiers fighting with zombies, or birds feeding on corpses. A bunch of in-game cutscenes tells much more about the story than the previous version did. New enemies have been introduced in the form of zombie-spawning infected buses, cargo containers, or huge mutated mounds of flesh. All right, so I'm looking at this. This looks like explosions and zombies.
Explosions.
Hey, look, and there's flesh. Yay!
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Explosions, zombies, we love
it. Wait a minute,
it.
Why is that girl's boot? You know what, never mind. I was confused.
I have no idea. You know how YouTube is. They just put, like, random stuff up. Do you have...
Say again, dear? What happened? Hello, Ginger? Ginger!
Hello.
Come back,
hello.
Ginger! Don't go!
I'm here. I was just checking to see if it wasn't me.
Don't go into the light, Ginger. Don't go into the light. Stay away.
I want to go into the light.
I'm fine. Can you make sure one of those ghost drops, one of those watches out when they come out?
Oh, mute. There we go.
Oh, do you have me ready?
I got it ready for you.
All right. Our favorite, second favorite. Sorry, Gamers First. Second favorite game publisher, Gamers First, has released another title. You don't know who Gamers First is. We only talk about them every single day, Fallen Earth, APB. They've released their next game, War Mage Battlegrounds. It's the ultimate turn-based tactical battle game featuring a unique and innovative experience to fans of fantasy, turn-based tactics, strategy, and MOBA games. I have no idea what that anagram. That acronym is, so you'll have to figure that one out by yourself if you don't know as well. It's supposed to be influenced by Heroes of Might and Magic, Dungeons and Dragons, Warhammer, Final Fantasy Tactics, and Magic the Gathering, and of course all sorts of classic tabletop games. War Mage Battlegrounds blends intense turn-based tactics with a deeply strategic battle preparation experience and persistent character development. Yes, they said if you play right now, today, you can go over to GamersFirst.com and do it. You could get an exclusive free gift from Gamers First called the Fire Chest. The Fire Chest will contain a few of the following items. A Dragon Master Battle Unit, 5 Scrolls of the Fire Dragon. These are consumable scrolls that transform a targeted friendly squad into a squad of powerful fire dragons. You also get a legendary Ring of Flame artifact. The legendary Ring of Flame has a chance to at each turn to give you 50% fire magic boost and 200% increase in fire magic damage against the demons. And it's only equipable in blue artifact slots. I don't know what any of that means because I haven't played War Mage Battlegrounds yet. They said, of course, in addition to that, you receive exclusive free Gamer's First Fire Chest with all new War Mages to start and a starter battle configuration, which gives you 5 battle units, 5 spells, 4 artifacts, and 16 scrolls. If you already have a Gamer's First account, they said you can log in and just start downloading it. You're already pretty, you know, good to go. What do you think about that one, Ginger? I think it might be one you want to check out?
I'll have to check it out. You know, I like checking out games. Only a couple of them actually ever keep my attention, but we'll see. We'll see.
Good morning, there, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So, where's my? You know, I may even need coffee this morning. Oh, good God, I'm sleepy.
I've had coffee.
You think I've stayed up all night
and a nap?
Work. I went to bed like before midnight.
I went to bed at 10:30, and that make no sense.
Oh, I kind of know what I'm sleepy, but we won't talk about that on here. So, anyways,
Whoa. Back the truck up. Why are you sleepy?
No.
Y'all hear that giggle? That's evil. Ginger's been a bad girl.
Oh, I was not a bad girl. I was good.
Oh, did y'all? Oh, wait a minute. Did y'all hear this? Oh. Did you get your new necklace
yet? No.
See how? See my powers of deduction. I can deduce one thing.
No. Nothing like that. Mm. Nothing like that.
Mm.
All right. She's
trying to deflect. It's not gonna work.
There was a shower involved. It was great. All right. So Oklahoma game tournament suffers last minute cancellation because gamers. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. I can't believe this happened. For months, the popular gamers group, OK Gamers, has been working on, been working with Sepulpa, Oklahoma-based Central Technology Center to organize and host the 5th annual TechCon this coming Saturday. Hundreds of gamers plan to come out and participate in a variety of gaming tournaments from Soul Calibur to League of Legends. And, oh my God, can you imagine the ticked off people when they saw this message on Facebook? It said, TechCon 5 canceled for Saturday, January 26th at Central Tech. Gamers responded to the short message demanding an explanation. What they were given was the promise of a more detailed message to be posted today. And they actually did get one. So the message today shows, national tragedies in recent months have caused Central Tech to reevaluate curriculum, extracurricular activities, and events. Central Tech offers its sincerest apologies for the late notice of cancellation of TechCon 5. While Central Tech supports the event, the intent of the event, fostering fellowship and partnership with the community, as an institution, must also uphold social responsibility. Hosting a tournament depicting graphic violent images may detract from Central Tech's mission and may be construed as insensitive considering Central Tech is an educational institution, a school. In response to the magnitude of comments, we again apologize for any disappointment and or inconvenience the cancellation may have caused. At the same time, we ask that you understand the sensitivity of the issue and the position we as an institution must maintain. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to understand. What I'm understanding here is that you are a school. You canceled several days, just a few days out from when people probably already had flights, cars planned, all this fun stuff. You canceled a gaming event where it's most likely going to be adults, not children. So it's okay if we play violent video games. We're adults. We're allowed. And you canceled this because somehow you think violent video games or video games in general is tied in with these tragedies that have been going on? Oh, a way to feed into the whole sheep herd mentality. What the hell were you thinking? Oh my God, I'm gonna
save it for later.
They're gonna blame Sandy Hook and all this other stuff.
I think I think somebody just got up and said, you know what? I don't feel like doing this. Let's just cancel it. I think I want to stay in and play Elder Scrolls the Elder Scrolls beta. I don't think I want to do it. That's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, that ticks me off. I cannot believe that that's the line they use. Ridiculous. All right, let me get this up for the Miss Tori.
I'm deeply upset and hurt about this next story. I'm upset. I'm hurt about this next story. Although Ginger did call it, and we tend to be right quite a bit here. In case y'all didn't know, we's always right.
Yes, we are.
Go ahead and throw that up. Well, while she's getting that up, let me go ahead and start. THQ, no more.
Oh, no.
And, of course, Ginger's showing my favorite THQ trailer. That's from Metro last night whenever she gets it up. Go ahead, Miss Debbie. Make it big so they can see. You can go look for this up on YouTube, by the way. The song is what really makes it a great, fantastic trailer. Well, it was going to be beautiful. It was going to be awesome. I'm sorry that it's not going to go. Not going to be out because THQ gone. History. Right now, it's being cut up and auctioned off piece by piece. Eurogamer is reporting that Darksiders lead designer Hayden Dalton is, he said that right now there is a shimmer on a slither of hope that at one point there'd be a Darksiders 3. He said four-player co-op. It rode off into the sunset today. So no Darksiders for those of you who were waiting for it. Lead combat designer Ben Cureton wrote a sad account on NeoGAF's of the studio's predicament of the game in development, codenamed Crawler, which could have also been Darksiders 3. He said Vigil had done in 2 months what other teams couldn't do in a year. He wrote, it was going to blow us all away. Everybody's asking, is this really the end? Bayonetta, Vanquish, and Anarchy Reigns Mastermind Platinum Games appears to be interested in picking up the Darksider license so far. There's also Sega has bought Relic, and with it, the IP rights to Company of Heroes and UFO, but there's no mention if they'll take over the Warhammer 40K license. THQ did sign a multi-year extension deal for the license in 2011, so what happens to that, we don't know. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court has also approved some of these sales, so it's gone, people. There's no hope. The assets are not included in the sales agreement and will remain part of the Chapter 11 case, so they're still trying to seek buyers. Also, everybody's wondering, like, Obsidian's South Park, Stick of Truth, was due out in March. Are we going to get it? Nobody knows. Ubisoft is saying that they have some more details to share. They'll be sharing with our friends over at Eurogamers. And, of course, if we find something, we will tweet it and Facebook it. Also, the head of Platinum Games, he said that they also wanted to buy Darksiders. This is from Tsuchi Inaba, who's the head of Platinum Games. This is so sad.
This is totally so sad.
Yeah, and I'm trying to see who got Metro last night. Looks like, this is good. This is good news, okay? Who got it is Koch Media, Deep Silver, the people who made Dead Island. They bought it for $5,877,551.
Oh, that's a good chunk of change right
there. That's a nice, and Ubisoft was ready to pick it up. But Koch Media beat them to it, and they're saying they're very excited, very, very excited. They also got Saints Row as well and Metro. They sent out a statement a short while ago saying how the acquisition will affect Metro and Saints Row. And Volition is also somewhere in the mix. Koch Media and Deep Silver said they will roll out future plans for each franchise in the coming months. Homefront, if you those of you who were wondering what happens to Homefront, Crytek bought that one for $500,000. I'm looking, guys. I know some of you, this is the company that was making a lot of our games. Evolve, Take-Two Interactive picked that one up for $10 million. Oh, and Turtle Rock Studios was going to try to buy it for a quarter. low bids. South Park, okay, Ubisoft did grab that one for $3 million. And THQ Montreal, Ubisoft actually bought that for $2.5
million. Mm-hmm.
And I'm still looking. This is actually live, people. This is happening as I'm saying it is why I don't have it. I'm waiting for the page to load up. Okay, Relic Entertainment bought Company of Heroes and UFO. I'm sorry, no. Sega bought it, $26.5 million. That's nice. Homefront, we'll go on.
Dark says, from what he heard, EA got the WWE game franchise.
I don't see that here yet, but they're updating as we go. So it's not all bad. I'm hoping that we don't completely lose these franchises. Those of you who own copies of these games, they just became worth a whole lot of money. Do not take them to GameStop yet. Hang on to them for a day or two before you put them up on eBay, because they're worth a ton of money now. I find this odd because usually, well, you know what? I don't know what kind of, I guess they filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Usually they don't actually, bankruptcy is meant to protect, not for them to sell things as of yet. It gives them time. But I don't know how long ago they filed for bankruptcy, so they may be out of that period that they're protected. So they may have no choice but to sell now. But usually bankruptcy means they get to work out deals with the creditors that they owe. That gives them the time and protects the assets from being taken. And I'm so sorry, THQ. Guys, you with the red balloons, you shouldn't have done it. It's just messed up.
No. This what you get for poisoning all those poor
dolphins or whatever lives in the bay in San Francisco. I don't know what's in the bay.
Dolphins and ducks.
Was it ducks? I've flown over San Francisco but never actually been there, so I don't know. I'm really sorry to see them go. They had some really great games, and I was looking forward to me some Metro last night, because y'all know when they released that trailer, I went absolutely crazy. I love the song. I love the way it was done. It's so artistic. We gave out Best Trailer of the Year kind of awards, which we don't really do here because it doesn't mean anything whether or not we like it. That's why we don't do it. Who cares if we like it? Do you like it is the question. If we did, they would have gotten one for this trailer because it was absolutely one of the most beautiful trailers I've seen, next to Dead Island being the second one that got an emotion out of me, because I watch trailers all the time. Of course, you know, I see The Sims trailers all the time. They don't evoke an emotion from me other than I just want to play. But this actually got me excited, and I was like, oh, I wonder what that story is. Oh, it's so artistic. It looks so steampunkish, and ooh, it's dirty, it's gritty. Ooh, I want to know what's going on. Yeah. You get me to do that. Or Dead Island, of course, made me cry. A lot of y'all cried. Some of you guys too. That was interesting. I didn't know some of you were so sweet and soft. Jinder, you still haven't seen that one, have you?
No, I haven't.
You watching it today after we do the show.
Okay. I am?
Yes, you are.
All right, you should be able
to board the neon bow if you watch it.
The neon bow?
Yeah, the neon bow I'm going to put in your hair. I will avoid the green neon bow. That does not speak for the pink one. The green one I will not put if you watch the trailer.
Oh, no.
But I do have to catch you. You walk kind of fast.
Yes, I am. Can't catch me. I will run away.
I'll wait till you get
All right, so. if I can get this one to go correctly. There we go. All right, so more stuff from GamePolitics.com this morning. In the wake of Sandy Hook, call for game regulation continue. Oklahoma lawmakers rightfully refused to introduce game regulation-related legislation this year. The calls for such regulation from many uninformed people continue. Yeah, that other school that I was just talking about. We already wrote about one. Where am I going? All right, so lots of people are talking about this. The larger issue of the public's opinion on violent gaming is something that will have to be addressed for many years to come. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled back in 2011 that video games, even violent ones, are protected by the First Amendment and cannot be regulated outside current obscenity laws. Despite that ruling and in the wake of Sandy Hook shootings, people are calling for something to be done about violent games. Even the president, who, you know, may have to be a little upset about voting for, called for more research to be done and wasting money in the area of violent gaming and its relationship to violent behavior. On the other hand, if it proves that there is no link, then hey, you know, good for him. All right, so is there anything really to be done? You know, I don't think so. And this goes on, and I really think you should read this because, as I realize now, this thing's incredibly long, and I'm not going to go over the whole thing. pretty much, it comes down to people saying, no, there's not much to be done. I like the idea of games being regulated, kind of like movies or porn. You don't sell that to kids. I mean, you card people. And I'm okay with that. And I'm all right with charging people who buy violent video games for children.
I am, too. But what I don't want is the saying that it's directly connected at all. I don't want
it. I'm perfectly okay with charging that negligent mom who buys her kid whatever horrible, violent game it is, and he's like 10. And no, this is rated mature. This is mature. Your kid is not mature. Your kid is 10. He's a child. He's a baby. He should not be playing. I mean, it's like, I love ATB, and one of the guys that plays ATB that I've run into is 12. And in the back of my head, it's like, you really shouldn't be playing this. Mainly not so much for the game. And that's what I was trying to explain to somebody last night because they got upset when I said games should be regulated. It's not so much that I think a child isn't mature enough, depending on how you've raised your kid, to play, you know, Halo, Modern Warfare, APB, any of these. It's more that the online instances, I do not believe, are appropriate for young children.
Yeah.
And... Yeah,
or at least if you're not going to watch, what I like about regulation of games is that it will force some parents to actually be involved with their kids while they play. And that's the problem, is some of you don't pay attention to your kids, is our biggest gripe here.
Yes. And a console, a video game, is not parenting. It's not daycare. It's not a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Exactly.
All right, so what you got?
I do not have a link, but I would like to send a big old hug and congratulations to our friends over at City of Steam, because they now have a worldwide publisher for the English version of City of Steam, which
I saw that.
Yeah, Reality Squared Games, and they are supposedly the big wig in the free to play publishing. Their company is supposed to be very similar to the developers at City of Steam, and they're going to be doing some type of Q&A session later at webchat.quakenet.org. And, of course, if you've not played City of Steam, you should, because, oh, man. Or listen to our – yeah, I wish we had Twitch TV. That would have been awesome. We didn't think to do it that night.
No.
Yeah, when we get to go back in, which I'm sure we will, because Gabe is absolutely awesome. Hi, Gabe. We'll make sure we Twitch so that you can watch and listen. But City of Steam is supposed to be the first Unity 3D game published by R2 Games, and they've only so far done web-based 2 and 2D, 2.5D titles, so City of Steam will be a big step up for them. They said, what will change for you in City of Steam? The game will get a lot more people, because when we were in there, of course, we were the only ones in there. They said they can focus on developing the game instead of publishing it. This is what City of Steam is saying, because they were trying to do self-publishing, which was very ambitious, and they were doing an okay job. I got to give them credit. They said they can give us more, a larger and more frequent updates. The website and forum are going to change, because they're going to move over to their R2 Games platform. Go over and check them out. City of Steam is a wonderful game, and I'm looking forward to getting my motorcycle. Just saying, since I can't get it in Fallen Earth because Joe has passed us up, now I'm upset and I can't play.
I know.
I can't bring myself to play anymore. Joe got his ATV before me. I'm not.
I will be back in Fallen Earth soon. I am 1.5 levels away from 90 in WoW. I'm on that last push, that last little push.
I'm deeply hurt,
I'm
Joe, deeply.
Addicted.
And Jade doesn't want to play with us at all, so I'm telling you, I'm hurt.
All right, so the next one I want to show y'all, if I can find my correct screen here, is Guns versus Robots. Oh, yeah, baby, Guns versus Robots. That sounds
That's
kind
what
of
I want. Easy. I don't know about you, but I said that this morning when I woke up. I really want some Guns versus Robots.
Or why? There we go. I was like, no, I don't want to go big. All right. So it's an open beta, and I just made it small. Guns and Robots, open beta. There we go. It's going. Players of Guns and Robots can look forward to exciting, fast-paced battles with a wide variety. of parts and modules, different weapon enchantments, and pure fun. The open beta will allow players to play and participate in the development process. The open beta allows us to understand what our community wants and what they want to see in the battle arenas, and be in touch with our players, said Atlanta Antenasov, CEO of Masthead Studios. All right, so the feedback from the volunteers in the closed beta has been crucial and helps us improve important aspects of the game. All right, so in the open beta phase of Guns N' Robots, thousands of potential weapons will allow players to fine-tune their arsenal. Players will be able to pinpoint enemies with multiple weapons simultaneously. Weapon customization will be provided with sets divided according to durability, damage, energy consumption, and ammo supply. Each player can make extraordinary weapon combinations that fit his gameplay preference. The game server is now open. Robots created in the open beta will not be deleted in the future. Closed beta participants are welcome to sign up at the improved registration form over at play-gar.com. And I'm going to have this up on we're not using that one anymore. GameMatrix.com. So head over there in a little bit and check this out.
I'm deeply hurt.
Why are you hurt? That looks kind of neat.
Wow.
Do you get to build your whole robot?
Okay, I don't know what that whirly thing is, but I want to, put something on it and make
Know. You actually get to build your whole robot. It's not like your regular robots. I was thinking, the humanoid robot things. This is neat.
Oh, so you get to just completely build a robot from scratch. Oh, that is sexy.
That is that's a new spin on that. I like that. I like that a lot.
You want to get precious. I'm sorry. I want it. I really want it.
Cool.
I want it. All right.
Battle bots.
It does. That's exactly what it's like.
Flipping awesome.
I'm wondering why nobody had done that before. Okay.
Oh, I like that. That is. And there's your guns that you get to put on your robots.
I want it.
Oh, that's amazing. That is so cool. It's so neat. I'm wondering if they're going to show us what the whole thing is going to look like once we put it together.
That's what I'm waiting for.
I know, right? Seriously, this is neat. Whoever thought this up is a genius because this has not been done. I was thinking it was going to be like Mech Warriors fighting again, you know?
Oh, I'm not a fan of Mech Warriors at all.
Yeah, I've played enough of them. But most robot games, when you hear about robots, that's what it is. They are mech warriors, you know?
I did not like it. Remember, that was the first game they released for Xbox Live, and I
hated it. Oh, you had to paint a barrel on your gun.
I hated it. Okay.
I think Corey's got more stuff to be showing us.
Yes, I do.
I kind of wanted to skip towards... Damn, are they going to show us what they...
What? How many did you knock? Gas
it's put together. Look at it. Oh, that thing's ugly. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, it looks like Wally.
I want it. Oh, my God.
Okay, we got to play that, Ginger. We got to play that.
Yes.
Ginger, we got to play.
Wow.
You know what? I don't even have to make him fight. I just want to build him. That's
a lot. I know. Corey will never get into games because she'll be too busy building a robot. We'll never see her.
I'll be the robot builder.
That'll be awesome.
I'm the Hattori Hanzo of robots.
I love that. That is so cool.
I would just like to say to my pink fuzzy socks, you are not cooperating and I don't like you right now. Okay.
What's wrong with your pink fuzzy socks?
They're not fuzzing right now. My foot feels funny.
All right. So Corey wants me to show y'all something.
Yes, there's another new game that's out for Droid today. Droid. I can't get all down there deep today. Droid.
All right, well, let's go.
Save that link. We got to come back and play that.
It's up. Here we go.
Robots. All right, so you guys looking for something new to play on your droid. Warlock Studio has released their latest game for Android called Gunner Free Space Defender. This is supposed to be a very simple yet highly addictive first-person shoot 'em all game taking place in open space. The player faces hordes of smart and aggressive enemies and must withstand their attacks as long as possible. Game is based on simple mechanics, but offering much possibilities and in-depth gameplay, and are usually the ones mobile device users admire the most. Supposed to be a new first-person shooter recently released by Warlock Studio on the Android platform, blah, 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 blah. The gamer's process, ingenious from the first-person glance, ends up with plenty of fun devouring all available spare time a user may have, and a bit more. Okay. Let me skip down because they're getting all wordy here. Despite its simplicity, Gunner has much more to offer to attract any gamer. 3 difficulty levels challenge both you newbies and you experienced players, while 12 types of main weapons and 6 types of secondary ones reveal enough space for war tactics and are simply vital to successfully struggle through all 64 levels of 2 gaming modes, campaign and survival. The screens, of course, the controls include on-screen joystick and a GC sensor. Selecting the most convenient way to drive the turret is easy. Smart and varied enemies, realistic weapon controls, including overheating and stunning graphics, undoubtedly will keep you interested in the game for many hours, they say. I don't know about that.
I like that. I like that kind of makes it obvious that you, most games, you have to shoot directly at whatever you're trying to shoot out of the air. And real life, if you're trying to shoot something moving that's in the air, you have to shoot ahead of it.
So, yeah.
We have to do that in this game. What's that?
Yeah. It's not a bad idea, considering it's Android. I don't know if my phone will run it, although I found out this phone is pretty flipping awesome. The LG Optimus Pro or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. It's an upgrade from Optimus. Remember my Optimus Prime. This is Optimus' big brother. And he's got chocolate on him. That's nice. Mm. Hi there. Mm. I don't know how you got chocolate on you, Optimus, but I'm going to take care of you. Mm. Y'all don't know what I'm doing to this phone. Mm.
Really?
Oh.
Really? Oh, it looks kind of neat, though. I like
it's interesting. It's interesting. I would. I don't know. I think I got. I might have played myself out of the space type games. I play in Eve and let me take y'all all the way back. Do you guys remember when Radio Shack used to have that little console you could buy, and it looked like the arcade, and it had the little controller?
Yeah.
For that? Yeah, mm-hmm. They had an Asteroids game, and that's what I played, like, every day for, like, 3 years when I was, like, 9, 10 years old. Yeah, so I think I may have played out of the space games. But I might try this on the phone. It might be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Try. I really want the robot and guns game. I'm just going to put that out there again. Mm. I just want to make clear that that's what I want. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the next one I want to talk to y'all about, if I can find, where is it? There we go. Had to find the correct press release. City Builder!
What?
Yay!
Oh, see, you do that just to tease me. You do it just to tease me.
I totally do.
Why do you do it? Is that a backhoe?
Mm-hmm, that was a backhoe. Yes.
That is a backhoe. Oh. And a dump truck. Oh. Run it, Ginger, run it. Oh, yeah.
I am. All right. So take the reins of a growing construction company, hiring staff, purchasing vehicles, and sending them out to complete building contracts for the city.
Joe, look.
With a vast construction project to undertake, you'll need to place football stadiums, entertainment centers, and more in key areas to increase your revenue. Can you help shape the city from humble beginnings to a fully fledged metropolis? All right, so what do we got? We got a couple of features. Hire construction workers, including ground workers, steel fabricators, electricians, carpenters, and gardeners to complete your building projects. Send your workers to other construction sites to complete contract work and gain additional income. Once you have constructed housing property, sell it to increase profits. Purchase a selection of vehicles and repair them to keep in top condition. Construct dozens of buildings that will improve the city's infrastructure, like football stadiums, hotels, offices, power stations. And lastly, make roads to expand your city reach. Yay! All right, so that's City Builder, and Corey is currently Googling that. I can hear it in the background. Yeah. Corey is so in love with these. Why? I don't get it. I've never been...
I just love simulators. I don't know why. Okay, yeah, I don't know why. You know what? You know what I'm loving right now?
What?
Apparently we are being watched by quite a few people. Remember we did Don't Starve earlier in the week? All of a sudden it's made its way to other websites. Thank you all. We love when we're imitated by the bigger sites. Okay. All right, I guess we have to do a retraction.
Jay says, gasp. Where do you get such nonsense? Of course I want to play with y'all.
Unbreak my heart is the hashtag. You know what, Jay? You want to play with us? Prove it!
You want to play with us, Jay?
Prove it. Prove it. Okay, we have to do a retraction, unfortunately. Several gaming press sites, major and small, have been hoaxed by a disgruntled gamer who pretended to be a Microsoft employee who seeded rumors about next-gen hardware. That's right, posing as an anonymous insider, the hoaxer distributed an email claiming to know the details of the next Microsoft console, as well as dedicated Surface-based gaming tablet, which was dubbed the X Surface. According to GI.biz, the email was sent out to a number of gaming publications early yesterday morning. 8 hours later, it was being circulated as a valid news piece, although qualified as a rumor by most who published it. Before long, it had spread to many major gaming-specific technology sites and a ripple effect, which the hoaxer aptly describes as Chinese whispers. In a flurry of leaks and rumors surrounding the forthcoming next generation of home consoles, nearly every site has covered at least one set of leaked specifications or another, including us, by taking advantage of the world of information, pulling various stats from different reports to form a nebulous but semi-convincing whole. The hoaxer exposed one of the online reporting's major flaws: the rush to be the quickest to publish. We don't generally suffer from that here, but we did. We were excited. It had nothing to do with rushing. We were just excited. But, you know, from here on out, I think we're going to start verifying. It's not like I don't know people. I don't know why I didn't ask. Why did I not ask? It's not like I know who to ask.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I didn't. Exactly. Okay, so... And the hoaxer wrote on Tumblr that it's all about being first. He said to get such news out, whether you believe it or not, before any other publication does, will guarantee you page impressions and that all-important advertising revenue. Gaming journalism.
You don't know what, dude. It's all about the nerve fat when we find you.
He says, by attacking a post with rumor, most writers, editors believe they can get away with spreading false information for their own benefits. They are the only ones to gain from such practices, whilst the gaming fans end up with speculation and sometimes outright lies. And Microsoft, of course, declined to comment on the situation. And they shouldn't, because if we had all called them, we would have had the truth, is short, long and short of it. They don't have to comment this time. And bad us, because I have direct contact with the person who would have been able to answer that question for me just right off. Yes, it's true. No, it's not. And I did not take advantage. We were just excited. Shame on me.
Shame.
Spank myself, bad Corey, bad.
Sorry, I was channeling Shona for a minute.
Not supposed to enjoy the spanking, at least not outright.
Yeah. Otherwise, they won't keep spanking you, will they? All right, so, speaking of spanking and shame, TNT show gets a name change from L.A. Noir to Los Angeles after Rockstar...
Nice, Rockstar. Oh, finally, Rockstar gets back at somebody. They need some love for this. Let me find you guys.
They do.
Thank you, Rockstar. About time.
Glados,
really? You don't like Rockstar? We like Rockstar.
Dare you, Glados.
Glados.
And so the director of such films as The Shawshank Redemption and Green Mile has been forced to rename his new television show to Los Angeles. You know, you're smart enough. You've done this long enough. You should have known better. All right, so screenwriter and director Frank Darabont had originally named the show L.A. Noir.
Frank did this?
Frank did this.
Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Rockstar. He does The Walking Dead. Frank, you're supposed to check the geek circuit and make sure. Okay, go ahead, Ginger. Sorry. Tell us what happened.
He'd originally named the show L.A. Noir. Rockstar Games and Mutter warned him that they would sue the pants off of him if he used the name. While the show may have had some minor similarities to Rockstar Games' film noir-style video game, it is actually based on writer John Bunton's 2009 nonfiction title of the same name. In a recent interview, John explained that a name change, the video company with a video game called L.A. Noir with an E, threatened to sue the crap out of me. Changing this anyways. TNT, every company that actually ever worked in Hollywood, Devon explains, and they have billions of dollars to back it up, apparently.
Oh.
Instead of finding it, Darabont decided that it would simply be better to rename the show. In other words, he would like to keep his pants on. Thank you.
We would like for you to take your pants off, Frank. I'm just saying.
Get that in the pants.
Shut up and get food next time.
Hotness. That one was short. Can I do another one?
But of course, maybe.
All right. There are 3,000 people out there who are jobless today.
Oh.
Maybe not today, but very, very soon. Dish to close 300 Blockbuster stores and cut 3,000 jobs.
Oh, that's not good.
No, not good. Not good. Dish Network announced that it plans to close hundreds of Blockbuster stores in the next couple of weeks and expects to cut thousands of jobs as a result. The video and video game rental company was bought by... Why is our pop-up ad? Go away. Bought by Dish in 2010 after the company went bankrupt. Seen in the money report that 300 stores are going to be closed in the U.S. and at least 3,000 jobs will be lost. The company will still continue to operate about 500 stores in the United States. Some stores will be closed as their leases end, while others will be shut down based on their poor performances. Dish spokesman John Hall says, "We continue to see value in the Blockbuster brand, and we will continue to analyze store-level profitability, and as we have in the past, close unprofitable stores. Blockbuster has had a tough time trying to get services like Netflix and kiosk-based Redbox. The company has done its best to adapt by offering streaming services and kiosks of its own throughout the U.S. See, Blockbuster, if you put out a better kiosk than Redbox, I'm just saying the ones here in my town have complete crap in them.
Not just that, but I like Redbox on one hand, but on the other hand, I don't like their practices of when you rent a game, they give you so much time to have it before they go ahead and charge you for it. It should be, okay, look, you're about to come up on a period where you've had this for a while. Or hell, you know, if I'm paying you a dollar a day, let me keep it. If I keep it for 90 days, you just made more money off of me than it costs to buy the game. That's what I think. But if they had done something like that, saying, you know what, you rent the game, we charge you your dollar your day, you can keep it as long as you like. You keep it 365 days, but you got to pay. You got to pay. Or at least let me warn you before, because Redbox won't. They don't send you a note saying, by the way, you're coming up on the end of your period before we charge you. We're just going to charge you. They could, Blockbuster could have done any number of things. Hell, you could have left the rental thing together behind altogether and took a bite out of GameStop because they have no competition here.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They have a, let me not say that. They do have a competition, but I'm saying you're a little bit bigger. You could have stepped into the pond and just took over. You're a little bit bigger than the other company. Although I like them and I can't think of their name right now. I'm sorry, guys. But they're franchised, so they have a little bit harder. But you could have given them a run for their money. Should have just got all into the games. Just step all, just right in the middle. We even rent out Xboxes. You could put a LoJack on an Xbox.
Yeah.
And say, we know where it is. You can't steal it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. That's what I would have done.
Exactly. All right, so what you got, Lenny? What you got?
Oh, is it my time?
It is your turn.
That's no video for you, unfortunately. Or maybe I did have a video. I'm all turned around. I'm upset. Devil May Cry is number one to our Japanese gamers and sister, brethren. Sisterin and brethren? Mm-hmm.
Sister and brethren.
Ninja Theory's Devil May Cry entered the Japanese chart number one last week, narrowly beating out Still Strong Animal Crossing New Leaf, which I cannot wait till it comes here. I don't even have a Wii U. I'm just going to buy the game and just stare at it. For the week ending January 20th, the PlayStation 3 version of Devil May Cry sold 110,000 units, just over half of what Devil May Cry 4 sold on PlayStation 3 when it launched back in 2008. The game's Xbox 360 version did not reach the top 20, sadly. Other new entry into the top 20 was Namco Bandai's Digimon Adventure on the PSP, which entered the charts at number 3 with 47,000 in sales. In hardware, the 3DS XL remained the dominant platform with still 51,000 in sales, while the 3DS placed second, amazingly enough. Both the Vita and its castanets and the Wii U continue to struggle, former dropping more than 2,000 sales to hit a weekly total of 9,000 units, and the latter failing by more than 4,000 to finish the week, 16,000. The Wii U's performance is likely being helped by Nintendo's promises of new releases. That's right, Mario and Zelda are coming. You know what? I got to tell y'all. I love my Wii, but I probably would not have one, not because it's a bad console, if it did not have Zelda and Animal Crossing, because those are my two games. I have to have them when they come out.
I have not gotten into Animal Crossing yet. I've got to do that. I've been saying that for like a year now.
Yeah, I know you've been saying it for a year. I shudder to think what's going to happen when you get in there and you start fishing. We're going to lose Ginger. because it's not just a regular fishing. If here's what we would lose Ginger. We get her a Nintendo DS and a Wii, and we get Lost in Blue for her, the Nintendo or the 3DS or any of those, and we get her Animal Crossing. It's gonna be over. We're not gonna feature her anymore because of the motions with fishing. The spear fishing alone in the Lost in Blue will just get her. The fact that she
that sounds awesome.
See, then we're gonna lose her.
That sounds so cool.
Okay, Jay says more Blockbusters are closing. That means game clearance bin raid. That's right. I'm where there's a Blockbuster at.
I'm so sorry to you're getting what you dropped. Can you show Jay?
No, you know, so I'm going to go in there and I'm gonna be like, this one's marked down to $10. I give you two. Take it or leave it. $2 for this one. But I don't care what it says. You're closing. You can't do anything with it. $2. Two.
Exactly. All right, so I don't have a video of this. I wish I did. I was searching for it. I can't find it. Beeline Interactive and Sony Pictures is bringing out, oh, yes, Ghostbusters game for smartphones.
Yay! Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a noise?
All right, so Ghostbusters app for iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch now available on the App Store. I know, no Android. Come on, you. Based on the loved Ghostbusters film series, the game puts players in charge of their own Ghostbusters franchise. From their firehouse headquarters, players will send their team of spook slayers out into New York City to stop troublemaking spirits in their tracks. They also make their way up floor after floor of a haunted tower, which has been taken over by an evil deity. High-powered proton packs and spirit traps in hand, players will earn rewards as they successfully slime their way through barrels and trap-harassing haunts, which they can store in their containment units for later experimentation. Back at headquarters, players can conduct research to upgrade their equipment and improve their chances of victory. With bigger and better gear, Ghostbusters.
You can say Busters. We all know what you mean when you say
it. Yeah. It's like, how dare you call them just Busters? That's rude. Busters will earn larger rewards, allowing them to expand their operations, explore more of the city, and even bust even badder ghosts. Players can also hire new recruits ready to help rid the city of every single spook, spirit, and specter. All free roaming phantasms best beware, because their days of scaring the wits out of innocent New Yorkers are numbered. There's a new Ghostbuster team in town, and a whole bunch of spooks are about to get nuked. Awesome. That sounds fun. And I wish
it was on Android.
I know.
If it was on Android, downloading it right now.
Right?
Right now, I'd be playing it. Come on, people. Why do they leave us out?
Why would you do it?
All right, I got a video for you. Because we got time for one more.
Okay. What you got? What was the link?
I just want to let y'all know you got soft served.
What's the link? Oh, there it is.
You just got yourself soft served. I love it. Popular puzzle app called Footing. Wait a minute. That's not the name of this game. Why would y'all put that at the top? It's from Footing Games. They're a Vanilla Breeze brand for mobile, casual, and social games. Announced the launch of Gelato Mania for a Droid.
Oh, you already had this one open.
Isn't it cute? Following the huge success on the iOS App Store, a new puzzle game called Gelato Mania has players making ice cream treats modeled after picture-perfect confections. Gelato Mania features some simple swipe controls and crisp animation and catchy sound effects that'll captivate and challenge puzzle-matching fans and newcomers alike. You can download Gelato Mania for free on Google Play today.
I would love to play for this for y'all if Firefox weren't being...
Yep. It's free. You can go over to find it if you want to play it. It doesn't cost you anything. You can enter a sweets factory and work to replace ice cream masterpieces. At the start of each level, gamers are presented with customers' orders and a picture of the treat's ideal version. You must then replicate the sundae and ship it out as quick as possible. Players use different flavors, sauces, scoops, and toppings to duplicate each gelato puzzle creation with a 3-star rating based on the speed and accuracy of each ice cream order. Gamers can use recipe hints to help solve tougher puzzles, and recipe books and additional hints are available for in-game purchase, of course. What does it have for you? Lovely things. Over 100 gelato challenges will keep you scooping for hours, is what they say. Utilize different scoops and toppings to create gelato masterpieces. Touch and drag interface is easy for players of all ages and abilities, so this is good for you people, you big people, you little people. Player music, rhythmic and addictive background music and sound effects, and you can, of course, brag about your high score on Facebook and Twitter if that's your thing. Again, it is out now. play.google.com. Just look up Gelato Mania.
It's about. There we go.
It finally started the show.
Finally, with music at your fingertips. Yeah, I had to tell Flash to close and.
I sure do hate we can't play any closing music for you because GLaDOS is like, no.
GLaDOS? GLaDOS and Flash are like.
Well.
They've got a love affair or something.
Well, you can barely hear it there in the background. You might be able to hear it. I would love to turn it up for you, though. All right.
Live radio, folks. Live radio.
We will be back here later tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to do our This Week in Gaming. Make sure you're here. If you like to comment, you got an opinion, we'll listen to you. We might even let you call in. We'll read your comment out. All right. Yeah, finally. I had to find this while we were waiting earlier. And oh my gosh, we'll miss you. Thank you. Somebody make my game.
Let go.
You don't want to let go. It's all right. See you guys later. Ginger, give them their kisses so we can get out of here. 9 p.m. Make sure you're here.